The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 24, The Subterranean Heavenly Planets. This chapter describes the planet Rahu, which is 10,000 yojanas or 80,000 miles below the sun, and it also describes Atala and the other lower planetary systems. Rahu is situated below the sun and moon. It is between these two planets and the earth. When Rahu conceals the sun and moon, eclipses occur, either total or partial, depending on whether Rahu moves in a straight or curving way. Below Rahu is by another 1 million yojanas are the planets Siddhas, Charanas, and Vididharas, and below these are planets such as Yaksha Loka and Raksha Loka. Below these planets is the Earth, and 70,000 yojanas below the Earth are the lower planetary systems Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala. Demons and Rakshasas live in these lower planetary systems with their wives and children, always engaged in sense gratification and not fearing their next births. Sunshine does not reach these planets, but they are illuminated by the jewels fixed on the hoods of snakes. Because of these shining gems, there is practically no darkness. Those living on these planets do not become old or diseased, and they are not afraid of death from any cause but the time factor, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the demon Atala, the yawning of the demon has produced three kinds of women, called Sharvrini, independent, Kamini, lusty, and Pumschali, very easily subdued by men. Below Atala is a planet Vitala, where Lord Shiva and his wife Gauri reside. Because of their presence, a kind of gold is produced called Hataka. Below Vitala is the planet Sutala, the abode of Bali Maharaj, the most fortunate king. Bali Maharaj was favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva, because of his intense devotional service. The Lord went to the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj and begged him for 3 pieces of land, and on this plea, the Lord took from him all his possessions. When Bali Maharaj agreed to this, the Lord was very pleased, and therefore the Lord serves as his doorkeeper. The description of Bali Maharaj appears in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead offers a devotee material happiness, this is not his real favor. The demigods, who are very puffed up by their material opulence, pray to the Lord only for material happiness, not knowing anything better. Devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, however, do not want material happiness. Not to speak of material happiness, they do not even want liberation from material bondage, although one can achieve this liberation simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, even without proper pronunciation. Below Sutala is the planet Talatala, the abode of the demon Maya. This demon is always materially happy because he is favored by Lord Shiva, but he cannot achieve spiritual happiness at any time. Below Talatala is the planet Mahatala, where there are many snakes with hundreds and thousands of hoods. Below Mahatala is Rasatala, and below that is Patala, where the serpent Vishuki lives with his associates. Text 1. Shishuka Vacha Adastat Savitur Yojana Yute Swarbanur Nakshatravach Charaititi Ekeo Sav Amrata Vatvan Grahatvam Chalabhata Bhagavad Anukampaya Swayam Asura Pasada Samyekeo Hi atad haras tasya tata janmat karmani chopari stad vakshyaman vakshyama. Synonyms. Shri Shuka Vacha, Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Adastat, below, Savitu, the sun globe, yojana, a measurement equal to 8 miles, Ayuta, 10,000, Swarbanu, the planet known as Rahu, Nakshatravat, like one of the stars, Charati is rotating, ite thus, ak, some who are learned in the pranas, ya, which, aso, that, amaratvam, a lifetime like those of the demigods, grahatvam, a position as one of the chief planets, Cha-and, Alabhata obtained Bhagavat Anukampaya by the compassion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam, personally. Asura Apadsada, the lowest of the Asuras, Samyikaya, being the son of Simhika, he indeed, Atat Ara, not qualified for that position, Tasya his, Tata, O my dear king, Janma, birth, Karmani, activities, Cha also, Uparistat later, Vakshyama, I shall explain. Translation. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, some historians, the speakers of the Puranas, say that 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles below the sun, is the planet known as Rahu, which moves like one of the stars. The presiding deity of that planet, who is the son of Sumika, is the most abominable of all asuras, but although he is completely unfit to assume the position of a demigod or planetary deity, he has achieved that position by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Later I shall speak further about him. Text 2. Yad adas taranair mandalam pratapatas tad vistarato yojanayutam achaksate dvardasa sahasram somasya trayodasa sahasram rahor ya parvani yad vyavadana krid vairanu banda surya chandra masvasav abdi davati. Synonyms. Yet, which ada that tarena of the sun, mandalam globe, pratapata, which is always distributing heat, tat that vistarata, in terms of width, yojana, a distance of 8 miles, ayutam 10,000, achaksate, they estimate, dvadasa shahasram, 20,000 yojanas, 160,000 miles, somasya of the moon, triodash 30, sahasram 1,000, rahu, the planet Rahu, ya, which parvani, on occasion, yet yavadanakrit, who created an obstruction to the sun and moon at the time of the distribution of nectar, vaira anubandhu, whose intentions are inimical, surya, the sun, chandramasu, and the moon, abhidaviti, runs after them in the full moon night and the dark moon day. Translation. The sun globe, which is a source of heat, extends for 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles. The moon extends for 20,000 yojanas, 160,000 miles, and Rahu extends for 30,000 yojanas, 240,000 miles. Formerly, when nectar was being distributed, Rahu tried to create dissension between the sun and moon by interposing himself between them. Rahu is inimical toward both the sun and the moon, and therefore he always tries to cover the sunshine and moonshine on the dark moon day and full moon night. Purport. As stated herein, the sun extends for 10,000 yojanas and the moon extends for twice that, or 20,000 yojanas. The word dvadasa should be understood to mean twice as much as 10 or 20. In the opinion of Vijayadvaj, the extent of Rahu should be twice that of the moon, or 40,000 yojanas. However, to reconcile this apparent contradiction to the next text of the Bhagavatam, Vijayadvaj cites the following quotation concerning Rahu. Rahu soma ravinam tu mandala dvi gonuktitam. This means that Rahu is twice as large as the moon, which is twice as large as the sun. This is the conclusion of the commentator Vijayadvaj. Text 3. Tanisham yo byara baya trapi bhagavata rakshanaya prayuktam sudarshanam nama bhagavantam nididayitam astram tat tejasa durvisaham mahu parivart manam abhyavasito muhurtam udvij ja manas chakita hridaya arad eva nirvartate tad uparagam iti vedanti loka. Synonyms. Tat, that situation, nisamya, hearing, ubayatra, looking around both the sun and moon, in api indeed, bhagavata, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Raksanaya, for their protection, Prayuktam, engaged Sudarshanam, the wheel of Krishna, Nama named Bhagavantam, the most confidential devotee, Daitam, the most favorite, Astram, weapon, taught that, Tejasa, by its effulgence, Dravyasaham, unbearable heat, Muhu, repeatedly, Parivartamanam, moving around the sun and moon, Abhyavastiti, stita, situated, Muhurtam, for a Muhurta, 48 minutes, Udvijamana, whose mind was full of anxieties, Chakita, frightened, Hridaya, the core of whose heart, Arat, to a distant place, Eva, certainly, Nirvartate, flees, taught that situation, Uparagam, an eclipse, iti, thus, Vedante, they say, Loka, the people. Translation. After hearing from the sun and moon demigods about Rahu's attack, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, engages his disc, known as the Sudarshan Chakra, to protect them. The Sudarshan Chakra is the Lord's most beloved devotee and is favored by the Lord. The intense heat of its effulgence, meant for killing non-Vaishnavas, is unbearable to Rahu, and he therefore flees in fear of it. During the time Rahu disturbs the sun or moon, there occurs what people commonly know as an eclipse. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is always the protector of his devotees, who are also known as demigods. The controlling demigods are most obedient to Lord Vishnu, and although they also want material sense enjoyment, and that is why they are called demigods or almost godly. Although Rahu attempts to attack both the sun and the moon, they are protected by Lord Vishnu. They are very afraid of Lord Vishnu's chakra, and Rahu cannot stay in front of the sun or moon for more than a muhurta, 48 minutes. The phenomenon that occurs when Rahu blocks the light of the sun or moon is called an eclipse. The attempt of the scientists of this earth to go to the moon is as demonic as Rahu's attack. Of course, their attempts will be failures because no one can enter this moon or sun so easily. Like the attack of Rahu, such attempts will certainly be failures. Text 4. Tato dastat siddha charana vidyadharanam sadanani tavan matraeva. Synonyms. Tata, the planet Rahu, adastat, below, siddha charana, of the planets known as siddha loka or charana loka, vidyadharanam, and the planets of the vidyadharas, sadanani, the residential places, Tavat Matra, only that much distance, 80,000 miles, Eva indeed. Translation. Below Rahu by 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles, are the planets known as Siddhaloka, Charnaloka, and Vidyadharaloka. Purport. It is said that the residents of Siddhaloka, being naturally endowed with the powers of yoga, yogis, can go from one planet to another by their natural mystic powers without using airplanes or similar machines. Text 5. Tato dakstad raksha yaksha raksha pisecha preta bhuta garanam vididhar jiram antariksham yavad vayu parvati yavan mega upalabhyante. Synonyms. Tata adastat, beneath the planets occupied by the siddhas, charnas, and vididharas, Yaksha Raksha Pasicha Preta Bhuta Gananam, the yaksha of yakshas, rakshasas, pisachas, ghosts, and so on, Vihara Ajiram, the place of sense gratification, Antariksham, in the sky or outer space, Yavat, as far as Vayu, the wind, Paravati, blows, Yavat, as far as Megha, the clouds, Upalabhyante, are seen. Translation. Beneath Vidyadharaloka, Charnaloka, and Siddhaloka are in the sky called Antariksha, are the places of enjoyment for the yakshas, rakshasas, pishachas, ghosts, and so on. Antariksha extends as far as the wind blows and the clouds float in the sky. Above this, there is no more air. Text 6. Tato das tach chatadiyojanantara iyam prithivi yavadama Damsa Basha Yena Suparna Daya Patatri Pravara Upatantiti. Synonyms. Tata Adastat, beneath that, Sata Yojana, one of 1,000 or 100 yojanas, Antare by an interval, Iam, this, Prativi, planet Earth, Yavat as high as Hamsa, swans, Basa, vultures, Sniena, eagles, Suparna, Adaya, and other birds, Patatri, Pravara, the chief among birds, Utpatanti, can fly, et thus. Translation. Below the abodes of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, by a distance of 100 yojanas, 800 miles, is the planet Earth. Its upper limits extend as high as swans, hawks, and eagles, and similar large birds can fly. Text 7. Upavarnitam bhumer yata sannivesha vastanam avanir api adastat sapta bhuv vivara ekai kaso yojana yutan tare nayama vistare no palk pak lipta atalam vitalam sutalam tatalam talatalam mahatalam rasatalam patalam iti. Synonyms. Upavarnitam, stated previously, bhume of the planet Earth, yata sannivesha avastanam, according to the arrangement of the different places, avane of the Earth, api certainly, adastat beneath, sapta seven, bud vivara, other planets, ekare kasha, in succession up to the outer limits of the limit of the universe, yojana ayuta antarena, with an interval of 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles, ayama vistarena, by width and length, upaklipta, situated, atalam, named atala, vitala, vitala, sutala, sutala, talatalam, talatala, mahatala, mahatala, rasatalam, rasatala, and patalam, patala, iti, thus. Translation, my dear king, beneath this earth are seven other planets known as Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Malatala, Rasatala, and Patala. I've already explained the situation of the planetary systems of Earth. The width and length of the seven lower planetary systems are calculated to be exactly the same as those of Earth. Text 8. Iteshu hi bila svargeshu svargad api adika kama bogaish Varyananda, Bhuti Vibhuti Vi, Susharmrida, Bhavano Dhyanakrida, Vihareshu Daitya, Danava Kadraveya, Nitya Paru Dintan, Nurakta, Kalatrapatya, Bandhu Sarid Anuchara Griha Pataya, Ishwarad Api Apratihata Kama, Maya Vinoda Nivasanti. Synonyms. Eteshu, and these, he certainly, Bila Svargeshu, known as the heavenly subterranean worlds, Svargat, then the heavenly planets, api, even, Adika, greater quantity, Kama Boga, enjoyment of sense gratification, Aishwarya Ananda, bliss due to opulence, Bhuti, influence, Vibhuti Bi, by those things and wealth, Susamrida, improved, Bhavana, houses, Udyana, gardens, Akrita, Vihareshu, in places of different types of sense gratification, Daitya, the demons, Danava, ghosts, Kadraveya, snakes, Nitya, who are always Pramudita, overjoyed, Anurakta, because of attachment, Kalatra, to wife, Apatya, children, Bandhu, family relations, Surit, friends, Anuchara, followers, Grihapataya, the heads of the households, Ishwarat, those more capable, like the demigods, api, even, aprahitata kama, whose fulfillment of lusty desires is unimpeded, my illusory vinoda, who feel happiness, nivasanti, live. Translation. In these seven planetary systems, which are also known as the subterranean heavens, bilvaswarga, there are very beautiful houses, gardens, and places of sense enjoyment, which are even more opulent than those in the higher planets, because the demons have a very high standard of sensual pleasure, wealth, and influence. Most of the residents of these planets, who are known as Daityas, Danavas, and Nagas, live as householders. Their wives, children, friends, and society are all fully engaged in illusory material happiness. The sense enjoyment of the demigods is sometimes disturbed, but the residents of these planets enjoy life without disturbances. Thus, they are understood to be very attached to illusory happiness. Purport. According to the statements of Prahlad Maharaj, material enjoyment is maya sukhaya, illusory enjoyment. A Vaishnava is full of anxieties for the deliverance of all living entities from such false enjoyment. Prahlad Maharaj says, maya sukhaya baram udvahato vimudhan. These fools, vimudas, are engaged in material happiness, which is surely temporary. Whether in the heavenly planets, the lower planets, or the earthly planets, people are engrossed in temporary material happiness, forgetting that in due course of time they have to change their bodies according to the material laws and suffer the repetition of birth, death, old age, and disease. Not caring what will happen in the next birth, gross materialists are simply busy enjoying during the present short span of life. The Vaishnava is always anxious to give all such bewildered materialists the real happiness of spiritual bliss. Text 9. Yeshu Maharaj Mayena Mayavina Vinirmita Puro Nanamani Pravara Praveka Vicharita Vichitra Bhavana Prakara Gopura Sabha Chaitya Chatvara Tana Dibir Nagasura Mituna Paravata Sukha Sari Ka Kirna Kritim Trimna Bhumi Bir Vishvare Swara Gotaramai Salalang Kritas Chakasati. Synonyms. Yeshu, in these lower planetary systems, Maharaj, O my dear king, Mayena, by the demon named Maya, Mayavina, possessing advanced knowledge in the construction of material comforts, Vinirmita, constructed Pura cities, Nanamani Pravara, of valuable gems, Praveka, with excellent, Virachita, constructed, Vichitra, wonderful, Bhavana, houses, Prakara, walls, Gopura, gates, Sabha, legislative meeting rooms, Chaita, temples, Chatvara, schools, Ayatana, Adibi, with hotels and recreation halls, and so on, Naga, of living entities with snake-like bodies, Asura, of demons or godless persons, Mituna, by couples, Paravata, pigeons, Sukha, parrots, Sarika, minas, Akirna, crowded, Trimna, artificial, Bhumidbi, possessing areas, Vivar Ishvara, of the leaders of the planets, Griha Uttamai, with first-class houses, Samalankrita, decorated, Chakasati, shine magnificently. Translation, my dear king, in the imitation heavens known as Bilbaswarga, there is a great demon named Mayadhanava, who is an expert artist and architect. He has constructed many brilliantly decorated cities. There are many wonderful houses, walls, gates, assembly houses, temples, yards, and temple compounds, as well as many hotels serving as residential quarters for foreigners. The houses for the leaders of these planets are constructed with most valuable jewels, and they are always crowded with living entities known as Nagas and Asuras, as well as many pigeons, parrots, and similar birds. All in all, these imitation heavenly cities are most beautifully situated and attractively decorated. Text 10. Udyanani chatitaram mana indriyanandibi kushuma phala stabaka stubaka kil kisala yavan nat Ruchira vitapa vitapinam latangilangitanam sribir samituna vivida vihangama jalasyan sayanam amala jala purnanam jahaskulo langana shubita nira niraja kumuda kuvalaya kalara nilopat Pala lohita satapatradi vaneshu krita nike tananam ekavidhara kula madhura vividha svadandibir indriost savar amara loka shriyam atisat yitani. Synonyms. Udyanani, the gardens and parks, cha also, atitaram greatly, mana to the mind, indriya and to the senses, anandibi which cause pleasure, kashuma by flowers, phala of fruits, stabaka bunches, subhaga very beautiful, kishalaya new twigs, avanata bent low, ruchira attractive, vitapa possessing branches, vitapinam of trees, lata anga alingitanam which are embraced by the limbs of creepers, shribi by the beauty, samituna in pairs, vivida varieties, vihangama frequented by birds, jalasayanam reservoirs of water, amala jala purnanam full of clear and transparent water, jasakula ulangana by the jumping of different fish, kshutbita agitated nira in the water, niraja of lotus flowers, kamuda lilies, kuvalaya flowers named kuvalaya, kalara flowers, nila pala blue lotus flowers, lohita red, satapatraadi lotus flowers with 100 petals and so on, veneshu in forests, krita niketananam of birds that have made their nests, akavihara akula full of uninterrupted enjoyment, madhura very sweet, vivida varieties, fana adibi by vibrations, indriya utsavai invoking sense enjoyment, amara loka shriyam the beauty of the residential places of the demigods, atishayitani surpassing. Translation: the parks and gardens in the artificial heavens surpass in beauty those of the upper planetary or heavenly planets. The trees in those gardens embraced by creepers bend with a heavy burden of twigs and with fruits and flowers, and therefore they appear extraordinarily beautiful. That beauty could attract anyone and make his mind fully blossom in the pleasure of sense gratification. There are many lakes and reservoirs with clear, transparent water, agitated by jumping fish and decorated with many flowers such as lilies, kuvalayas, kalaras, and blue and red lotuses. Pairs of chakravakas and many other water birds nest in the lakes and always enjoy in a happy mood, making sweet, pleasing vibrations that are very satisfying and conducive to the enjoyment of the senses. Text 11. Yatra havava nabayam aho ratra dibi kalavibhagar upalakshate. Synonyms: yatra, where, vava, certainly, not, by fearfulness. Aha rakta adibi, because of the days and nights. Kala vibhagai, the divisions of time, upalakshyate, is experienced. Translation: since there is no sunshine in those subterranean planets, time is not divided into days and nights, and consequently fear, produced by time, does not exist. Text 12. Yatra hi mahadi pravara siro manaya sarvam tama prabhadyadante. Synonyms: yatra, where, he, indeed, mahadi, ahi, of great serpents, pravara, of the best, shira manaya, the gems on the hoods, sarvam, all, tama, darkness, prabhadante, drive away. Translation: many great serpents reside there with gems on their hoods, and the effulgence of these gems dissipates the darkness in all directions. Text 13. Nava ateshu vasatam dviosadi rasa rasayanana panas nanadibir adhayo vyadayo valipalita jaradayas chadeha vivarnya Durgandhya Sveda Klama Glanir Iti Vayo Vastas Chabavanti. Synonyms: either, eteshu, in these planets, Vesetam, of those residing, Divya, wonderful, Anusadi, of herbs, Rasa, the juices, Rasayana, and elixirs, Anna, by eating, Pana, drinking, Snat Adibi, and by bathing in, and so on, Ayada, mental troubles, Vyadaya, diseases, Vali, wrinkles, Palita, gray hair, Jar, old age, Adaya, and so on, Cha, and Deha Vivarnya, the fading of bodily luster, Durgandhya, bad odor, sveda, perspiration, klama, fatigue, glani, lack of energy, iti, thus, vaiva avasta, miserable conditions due to increasing age, cha and bhavanti are. Translation. Since the residents of these planets drink and bathe in juices and elixirs made from wonderful herbs, they are freed from all anxieties and physical diseases. They have no experience of gray hair, wrinkles, or invalidity. Their bodily lusters do not fade, their perspiration does not cause a bad smell, and they are not troubled by fatigue or lack of energy or enthusiasm due to old age. Text 14. Nahitesham kalayanam nanam prabhavati kutaschana mrityurvina bhagavat tajasas chakrapadeshat. Synonyms. Nahi tesh, not tesham of them, kalayananam, who are by nature auspicious, prabhavati, unable to influence, kutaschana, from anywhere, mritu, death, vina, except, bhagavat tejasa, of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chakra apradeshat, from that weapon named the Sudarshan chakra. Translation. They live very auspiciously and do not fear death from anything except death's established time, which is the effulgence of the Sudarshan chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. This is the defect of material existence. Everything in the subterranean heavens is very nicely arranged. There are well-situated residential quarters. There's a pleasing atmosphere. There are no bodily inconveniences or mental anxieties. But, nevertheless, those who live there have to take another birth according to karma. Persons whose minds are dull cannot understand this defect of materialistic civilization aiming at material comforts. One may make his living conditions very pleasing for the senses, but despite all favorable conditions, one must, in due course of time, meet death. The members of a demoniac civilization endeavor to make their living conditions very comfortable, but they cannot check death. The influence of the Sudarshan chakra will not allow their so-called material happiness to endure. Text 15. Yasmin praviste suravadhunam prayapum savanani bayad eva shravanti patanticha. Synonyms. Yasmin, where praviste, when entered, asuravadhunam, of the wives of those demons, praya, almost always, pum savanani, fetuses, bayat out because of fear, eva, certainly, shravanti, slip out, patanti, fall down, cha, and. Translation. When the Sudarshan disc enters those provinces, the pregnant wives of the demons all have miscarriages due to fear of its effulgence. Text 16. Atta tale maya putro surobala nivasati yena hava ihas shrista san navatir maya kaschana dyapi maya vino darayanti yasya cha drimbas drimbam manasya mukhatas triastri gana upadayanta svairinya kaminya pumschalya iti yavai bilayanam pravistam purusham rasena hata ka kyena sadayitva svavilas savalokan nanuraga smita samlapopo lapopagunana guhana dibi svairam kila ramayanti yasmin upayukte Purusha Ishvaro ham siddho ham iti ayutan maha gajabalam atmanam abhamanyamana kahate mandandaiva. Synonyms. Atta, now, Atale, on the planet named Atala, Maya Putra Asura, demon son of Maya, Bala, Nivasati, resides yena by whom ha eva, indeed, iha, in this, shista, propagated, not savati, 96, maya, varieties of illusion, kashama sam, adya, api, even today, maya vina, those who know the art of magical feats, like manufacturing gold, Dharayanti utilized Yasya, of whom Cha also, Jimbamanasya, while yawning, Mukhata from the mouth, Traya, three, Strigana, varieties of women, Udapa Pyanta were generated. Svarini, one who only marries in her same class. Kamini, one who, being lusty, marries men from any group. Pumshali, one who wants to go from one husband to another. Iti, thus, Yahu, Vai, certainly. Bila Ayanam, the subterranean planets, Pravistam entering, Purusham a male, Rasena by juice, a juice, Hataka, Akyena, made from an intoxicating herb known as Hataka, Sadayitva, making sexually fit, Svavilasha, for their personal sense gratification, Avalokkana, by glances, Anuraga, lustful, Smrita, by smiling, Samlapa, by talking, Upaguhana, Adibi, by embracing, Svairam, according to their own desire, Kila, indeed, Ramayanti, enjoy sex pleasure, Yasmin, which, Upayunkte, when used, Purusha, a man, Ishvaraham, I am the most powerful person, Siddhaham, I am the greatest and most elevated person, E.T. thus, Ayuta, 10,000 Mahagaja of big elephants, Balam, the strength, Atmanam, himself, Abhimanyamana, being full of pride, Katate, they say, Madaanda, blinded by false prestige, Eva, like. Translation. My dear king, I shall now describe to you the lower planetary systems one by one, beginning from Atala. In Atala, there is a demon, the son of Maya Danava, named Bala, who created 96 kinds of mystic power. Some so-called swamis and yogis take advantage of this mystic power and cheat people even today. Simply by yawning, the demon Bala created three kinds of women, known as Svarini, Kamini, and Pumshali. The Svarinis like to marry men from their own group, the Kaminis marry men from any group, and the Pumshalis change husbands one after another. If a man enters the planet of Atala, these women immediately capture him and induce him to drink an intoxicating beverage made with a drug known as Hataka, cannabis indica. This intoxicant endows this man with great sexual prowess, of which the women take advantage for enjoyment. A woman will enchant him with attractive glances, imitate words, smiles of love, and then embraces. In this way, she induces him to enjoy sex with her to her full satisfaction. Because of his increased sexual power, a man thinks himself stronger than 10,000 elephants and considers himself most perfect. Indeed, illusioned and intoxicated by false pride, he thinks himself God, ignoring impending death. Text 17. Tato distad vitale haro bhagavan hata keshvara Svaparsada Bhuta Ganavrita Prajapati Sargopa Brim Hayana Bhavo Bhavanya Saha Mrituni Bhuta Aste Yata Pravrita Sarat Pravara Hataki Nama Bhavayor Biryena Yatra Chittam Chitrabhanur Maitra Tari Svana samhidyamana ojasa pibati tanistyutam hata kaikyam suvarnam busanena surendravaro deshu purusha saha purushibir darayanti. Synonyms. Tata, the planet Atala, Adastat, beneath, Vitala, on the planet Hara, Lord Shiva, Bhagavan, the most powerful personality, Hatakeshvara, the master of gold, Svaparsada, by his own associates, Bhutagana, who are ghostly living beings, Avrita, surrounded, Prajapati Sarga, of the creation of Lord Brahma, Upabrimhayana, to increase the population, Bhava, Lord Shiva, Bhavanya Saha, with his wife, Bhavani, Mituri Bhuta, being united in sex, Aste remains, Yata, from that planet, Vitala, Pravrita, being emanated Sarit Pravara, the great river Hatake, Nam named Bavayo Virena, due to the semen and ovum of Lord Shiva and Bhavani, Yatra, where Chitrabhanu, the fire god, Maitrarishvana, by the wind, Samadhyamana, being brightly inflamed, O Jasa, with great strength, Pribati drinks, taught that Nistutam, spit out with a hissing sound, Hatata Akyam, named Hataka, Suvarnam, gold, Bhushanena, by different types of ornaments, Asura Indra, of the great Asuras, Avarodeshu, in the homes, Purusha, the male, Saha, with Purushibi, with their wives and women, Dharayanti, where? Translation. The next planet below Atala is Vitala, wherein Lord Shiva, who is known as the master of gold mines, lives with his personal associates, the ghosts and similar living entities. Lord Shiva, as the progenitor, engages in sex with Bhavani, the progenitress, to produce living entities, and from the mixture of their vital fluid, the river named Hatake is generated. When fire, being made to blaze by the wind, drinks of this river and then sizzles and spits it out, it produces gold called Hataka. The demons who live on that planet with their wives decorate themselves with various ornaments made from that gold, and thus they live there very happily. Purport. It appears that when Bhava and Bhavani, Lord Shiva and his wife, unite sexually, the emulsification of their secretions creates a chemical which, when heated by fire, can produce gold. It is said that the alchemists in the medieval age tried to prepare gold from base metal, and Srila Sanatana Goswami also states that when bell metal is treated with mercury, it can produce gold. Srila Sanatana Goswami mentions this in regard to the initiation of low-class men to turn them into brahmanas. Shukadeva Goswami said, Yata kanchanatam yati kamsyam rasa vidanata tata diksha vidanena dvijatvam jayate nrinam. Quote, as one can transform kamsa, or battle metal, into gold by treating it with mercury, one can also turn a low-born man into a brahmana by initiating him properly into Vaishnava activities, end quote. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is trying to turn mlechas and yavanas into real brahmanas by properly initiating them and stopping them from engaging in meat-eating, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. One who stops these four principles of sinful activities and chants the Hare Krishna Ma mantra can certainly become a pure brahmana through the process of bona fide initiation, as suggested by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Apart from this, if one takes a hint from this verse and learns how to mix mercury with betel metal by properly heating and melting them, one can get gold very cheaply. The alchemists in the medieval age tried to manufacture gold, but they were unsuccessful, perhaps because they did not follow the right instructions. Text 18. Tato dastat sutale adara shrava punya shloka virochanat majo balir bhagavata mahendrasya priyam chikir samanenaditer labda kaya bhutva vatu vamana nurpena parakshipta loka trio bhagavat anukam payaiva puna pravesita indradishu avidya manaya susamridaya shriya bhujusta svadharamane naradayam tam eva bhagavantam aradani yam apagata sadhaf sadvasa aste dunapi. Synonyms. Tata adastat. Beneath the planet known as Vitala, Sutale, on the planet known as Sutala, Udarashrava, very greatly celebrated, Punya Shloka, very pious and advanced in spiritual consciousness, Virochana Atmaja, the son of Virochana, Bali Maharaj, Bhagavata, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahaindrasya, of the King of Heaven, Indra, Priyam, the welfare, Chikir Samanena, desiring to perform Adeti from Aditi, Labdakaya, having obtained his body, Bhutva, appearing, Vatu, a brahmachari, Vamana Rupena, in the form of a dwarf, Parakshipta, waist-breasted away, Trilokatraya, the three worlds, Bhagavat anukampaya, by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, eva certainly puna again pravesita, caused to enter Indra Adishu, even among the demigods like the King of Heaven, avidyamanaya, not existing, samsudidaya, being enriched by such exalted opulence, shriya, by good fortune, abhijusta, being blessed, svadharmena, by discharging devotional service, aradayam, worshipping tam him, eva certainly, bhagavantam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, aradaniyam, who is most worshipable, upagata sadashvaha, sadvasa, without fear, austere remains, adhunapi, even today. Translation. Below the planet Vitala is another planet known as Sutala, where the great son of Maharaj Virochana, Bali Maharaj, who is celebrated as the most pious king, resides even now. For the welfare of Indra, the king of heaven, Lord Vishnu, appeared in the form of a dwarf brahmachari as the son of Aditi and tricked Bali Maharaj into begging for only 3 paces of land, but taking all the 3 worlds. Being very pleased with Bali Maharaj for giving his all his possessions, the Lord returned his kingdom and made him richer than the opulent King Indra. Even now, Bali Maharaj engages in devotional service by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the planet of Sutala. Report. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Uttama Shloka, quote, he who is worshipped by the best of selected Sanskrit verses, end quote. And his devotees, such as Bali Maharaj, are also worshipped by Punya Shloka, verses that increase one's piety. Bali Maharaj offered everything to the Lord, his wealth, his kingdom, even his own body, Sarvatma Devani Bali. The Lord appeared before Bali Maharaj as a Brahmana beggar, and Bali Maharaj gave him everything he had. However, Bali Maharaj did not become poor. By donating all his possessions to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became a successful devotee and got everything back by the blessings of the Lord. Similarly, those who give contributions to expand the activities of the Krishna Consciousness Movement and to accomplish its objectives will never be losers. They will get their wealth back by the blessings of Lord Krishna. On the other side, those who collect contributions on behalf of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should be very careful not to use even a farthing of the collection for any purpose other than the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Text 19. No evaitat saksat karo bhumi danasya yat tad bhagavati shesha jiva nikatyanam jiva bhutatma bhute paramatmani vasudeve tirta tame pate upapane paraya shradhaya paramadara samahita manasa sampriti paditasya shakshad upavarga dvarasya yadbila nila yaishvaryam. Synonyms. No, not eva, indeed, ektat, this, sakshatkara, the direct result, bhumi danasya, of contribution of land, yat, which taught that, bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ashesha jiva nikayanam, of unlimited numbers of living entities, jiva bhuta atma bhute, who is the life and the supersoul, parama atmani, the supreme regulator, vasudeva, Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, Tirtha Tame, who is the best of all places of pilgrimage, Patre, the most worthy recipient, Upapane, having approached Paraya by the topmost Shraddhaya, faith, Parama Adara, with great respect, Samahita Manasa, with an attentive mind, Samprati Paditasya, which was given, Sakshat, directly, Apavarga Dvarasya, the gate of liberation, yat which, Bila Nilaya, of Bilashvarga, the imitation heavenly planets, Aishvaryam, the opulence. Translation. My dear king, Bali Maharaj donated all his possessions to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadev. But one should certainly not conclude that he achieved his great worldly opulence in Bilashvarga as a result of his charitable disposition. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of life for all living entities, lives within everyone as the friendly supersoul, and under his direction, a living entity enjoys or suffers in the material world. Greatly appreciating the transcendental qualities of the Lord, Bali Maharaj offered everything at his lotus feet. His purpose, however, was not to gain anything material, but to become a pure devotee. For a pure devotee, the door of liberation is automatically opened. One should not think that Bali Maharaj was given so much material opulence merely because of his charity. When one becomes a pure devotee in love, he may also be blessed with a good material position by the will of the Supreme Lord. However, one should not mistakenly think that the material opulence of a devotee is a result of his devotional service. The real result of devotional service is the awakening of pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which continues under all circumstances. Text 20. Yasya ha vavakshuta patana prashkalana dishu vavasa sakrin nama bigrinam purusha karma bandhanam anjasa vidhunoti yasya haiva prati badhanam mumukshavo nyathaivo palabhyante. Synonyms. Yasya, of whom Havasa, indeed, Kshuta, when in hunger, Patana, falling down, Prakshalana, Adishu, stumbling, and so on, Vivisha, being helpless, Sakrit, once, Nama Abhigninam, chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Purusha, a person, Karma Bandhanam, the bondage of fruitive activity, Anjasa, completely, Vidunoti, washes away, Yasya, of which, Ha, certainly, Eva, Niswe, Pratibadhanam, the repulsion, mimukshava, persons desiring liberation, anyata, otherwise, eva, certainly, upalabhate, bante, are trying to realize. Translation. If one is embarrassed by hunger or who falls down or stumbles, chants the holy name of the Lord even once, willingly or unwillingly. He is immediately free from the reactions of his past deeds. Karma, entangled in material activities, face many difficulties in the practice of mystic yoga and other endeavors to achieve that same freedom. Purport. It is not a fact that one has to offer his material possessions to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and be liberated before he can engage in devotional service. A devotee automatically attains liberation without separate endeavors. Bali Maharaj did not get back all his material possessions merely because of his charity to the Lord. One who becomes a devotee free from material desires and motives, regards all opportunities, both material and spiritual, as benedictions from the Lord, and in this way, his service to the Lord is never hampered. Bhukti, material enjoyment, and mukti, liberation, are only byproducts of devotional service. A devotee need not work separately to attain mukti. Srila Bilmangala Thakur said, Mukti svayam mukalitanjali sevati sman. A pure devotee of the Lord does not have to endeavor separately for mukti because mukti is always ready to serve him. In this regard, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antia 3:177-188, describes Haridas Thakur's confirmation to the effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Keha bale nama haite haya papa kshaya. Keha bale nama haite jivara mokshahaya. Some say that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is free from all the reactions of sinful life. And others say that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one attains liberation from material bondage. Haridas kahena namera idui phalanaya, namera phali krishna pati prema upajaya. Haridas Thakur, however, said that the desired result of chanting the holy name of the Lord is not that one is liberated from material bondage or free from the reactions of sinful life. The actual result of chanting the holy name of the Lord is that one awakens his dormant Krishna consciousness, his loving service to the Lord. Anusangita phala namera mukti papanas tahara dristanta yechi sureira prakash. Haridas Thakur said that liberation and freedom from the reactions of sinful activities are only byproducts of chanting the holy name of the Lord. If one chants the holy name of the Lord purely, he attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, Haridas Thakur gave an example of comparing the power of the holy name to sunshine. E shlokera arta kara panditeragana, sabe kabe tumi kara arta vivarana. He placed a verse before all the learned scholars present, but the learned scholars asked him to state the purport of the verse. Haidas kaina yache sarera adaya nahaite arambe tamera hayakshaya. Haridas Thakur said that as the sun begins to rise, it dissipates the darkness of night, even before the sunshine is visible. Chora Preta Rakshadira Bayahayanas Udaya Haile Dharma Karma Adi Parakash. Before the sunrise even takes place, the light of dawn destroys the fear of the dangers of the night, such as disturbances by thieves, ghosts, and rakshasas. And when the sunshine actually appears, one engages in his duties. Aichi namo dayarambe papa dirakshaya udhaya kale krishna pada haya premodaya. Similarly, even before one's chanting of the holy name is pure, one is free from all sinful reactions, and when he chants purely, he becomes a lover of Krishna. Mukti tuche pai phala haya namabhase haite ye mukti bhaktana laya se Krishna chahe dite. And a devotee never accepts mukti, even if Krishna offers it. Mukti, the freedom from all sinful reactions, is obtained even by nambas, or a glimpse of the light of the holy name, before its full light is perfectly visible. The namabhas stage is between that of namaparad, or chanting the holy name with offenses, and pure chanting. There are three stages in chanting the holy name of the Lord. In the first stage, one commits 10 kinds of offenses while chanting. The next stage, namabhas, the offenses have almost stopped, and one who is coming to the platform of pure chanting. In the third stage, when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra without offense, his dormant love for Krishna immediately awakens. This is the perfection. Text 21. Tad bhaktanam atmat bhaktam sarvesham atmani atmada atmatayaiva. Synonyms: tat, that, bhaktanam, of great devotees, atmavatam, of self-realized persons, like Sanatka and Sanatan, sarvesham, of all, atmani, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the soul, atmade, who gives himself without hesitation, atmataya, who is the Supreme Soul, paramatma, eva, indeed. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart as the Supersoul, sells himself to his devotees such as Narada Muni. In other words, the Lord gives pure love to such devotees and gives himself to those who love him purely. Great self-realized mystic yogis such as the Four Kumars also derive great transcendental bliss from realizing the Supersoul within themselves. Purport: the Lord became Bali Maharaj's doorkeeper, not because of his giving everything to the Lord, but because of his exalted position as a lover of the Lord. Text 22. Navai Bhagavan Nunam Amusyanu Jagraha Yad Uta Parnar Atmanu Smriti Mosanam Maya Maya Bhogaishwaryam Eva Tanuteti. Synonyms: nah, not, vai, certainly, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nunam, certainly, Amusya, unto Bali Maharaj, Anujagraha, showed his favor, yet, because Uta, certainly, Puna, again, Atma Anusmriti, of remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Moshanam, which robs one, Maya Maya, an attribute of Maya, Boga Aishwaryam, the material opulence, Eva, certainly, Atunuta, extended, et, thus. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead did not award his mercy to Bali Maharaj by giving him material happiness and opulence, for these can make one forget the loving service of the Lord. The result of material opulence is that one can no longer absorb his mind in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport: there are two kinds of opulence. One, which results from one's karma, is material, whereas the other is spiritual. A surrendered soul who fully depends on the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not want material opulence for sense gratification. Therefore, when a pure devotee is seen to possess exalted material opulence, it is not due to his karma. Rather, it is due to his bhakti. In other words, he is in that position because the Supreme Lord wants him to execute service to him very easily and opulently. The special mercy of the Lord for the neophyte devotee is that he becomes materially poor. This is the Lord's mercy because if a neophyte devotee becomes material opulent, he forgets the service of the Lord. However, if an advanced devotee is favored by the Lord with opulence, he is not materially opulent, but is It is not material opulence, but a spiritual opportunity. Material opulence offered to the demigods causes forgetfulness of the Lord, but opulence was given to Bali Maharaj for continuing service to the Lord, which was free from any touch of Maya. Text 23. Yat tad bhagavat tana digatani yo payena yancha phalena parita sva sarira va shishita lokatraya varuna pasaisha sampratimukto giridaryam chapavida iti hovacha. Synonyms. Yat, which that taught that Bhagavata by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anadigata anya upayena, who is not perceived by other means, yancha chalena, by a trick of begging, uparita, taken away, svasharira avase sita, with his own body remaining, lokatraya, the three worlds, varuna prasai, by the ropes of varuna, cha, and sampratimukta, completely bound, giridaryam, in a cave within a mountain, cha, and apavida, being detained, iti thus, ha, indeed, uvacha, said. Translation. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead could see no other means of taking everything away from Bali Maharaj, he adopted the trick of begging from him and took away all the three worlds. Thus, only his body was left, but the Lord was still not satisfied. He arrested Bali, bound him with the ropes of Varuna, and threw him in a cave in a mountain. Nevertheless, although all his property was taken and he was thrown into a cave, Bali Maharaj was such a great devotee that he spoke as follows. Text 24. Nunam batayam bhagavan arteshu na nishnanto yosavindro yase sarvishchivo mantraya vrita ekantato brihaspatis tam atihaya svayam upadrenatmanam ayachatatmanas chasiso na eva tadasyam agati ati gambira vayasa kalasya manvantara pavritam kilal lokatrayam idam. Synonyms. Nunam, certainly, bata, alas, I am this, Bhagavan, very learned, arteshu, in self-interest, na, not, nisnata, very experienced, yahu, also, the king of heaven, Indra, yasya, of whom, sa, chiva, the prime minister, mantraya, for giving instructions, vrita, chosen, ekantata, alone, brihaspati, named brihaspati, tam, him, itahaya, ignoring svayam personally, upendrana, by means of upendra, Lord Vamanadeva, atmanam, myself, ayachata, requested atmana for himself, cha, and ashisha, blessings of the three worlds. No, not eva, certainly, datdas tatdasyam, the loving service of the Lord, ati very, gambira vayasa, having an insurmountable duration, kalasya, of time, manvantar pavritam, changed by the end of life of a manu, kiat, what is the value of trilokatrayam, three worlds, idam, these. Translation. Alas, how pitiable it is for Indra, the king of heaven, although he was very learned, he is very learned and powerful, and although he chose Brihaspati as a prime minister to instruct him, he is completely ignorant concerning spiritual advancement. Brihaspati is also unintelligent because he did not properly instruct his disciple Indra. Lord Vamanadeva was standing at Indra's door, but King Indra, instead of begging him for an opportunity to render transcendental loving service, engaged him in asking me for alms to gain the three worlds for his sense gratification. Sovereignty over the three worlds is very insignificant, because whatever opulence one may possess lasts only for an age of Manu, which is but a tiny fraction of endless time. Purport. Bali Maharaj was so powerful that he fought with Indra and took possession of the three worlds. Indra was certainly very advanced in knowledge, but instead of asking Vamanadeva for engagement in his service, he used the Lord to beg for material possessions that would be finished at the end of one age of Manu. An age of Manu, which is the duration of Manu's life, is calculated to last 72 yugas. One yuga consists of 4,300,000 years, and therefore the duration of Manu's life is 309,600,000 years. The demigods possessed their material opulence only up until the end of the life of Manu. Time is insurmountable. The time one is allotted, even if it be millions of years, is quickly gone. The demigods own their material possessions only within the limits of time. Therefore, Bali Maharaj lamented that although Indra was very learned, he did not know how to use his intelligence properly, for instead of asking Vamanadeva to allow him to engage in his service, Indra used him to beg Bali Maharaj for material wealth. Although Indra was learned and his prime minister Brihaspati was also learned, neither of them begged to be able to render loving service to Lord Vamanadeva. Therefore, Bali Maharaj lamented for Indra. Text 25. Yasyanu dasyam eva smat pita maha kali varve natanu svapitri yam yad uta kuto bayam param diyamana bhagavata param iti bhagavato parate kalo svapitari. Synonyms: yasya, of whom, the Supreme Personality of God, anudasyam, the service, eva, certainly, asmat, our pita maha, grandfather, kila, indeed, vavare, accepted, na, not, to, but, sva, own, pitriam, paternal property, yet, which, uta, certainly, akutabhayam, fearlessness, padam, position, diyamanam, being offered, bhagavata, of than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, param other iti thus, bhagavata, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, uparate, when killed, kalu, indeed, svapitari, his own father. Translation: Bali Maharaj said, my grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, is the only person who understood his own self-interest. Upon the death of Prahlad's father, Ranyakashipu, Lord Nrisingadev wanted to offer Prahlad his father's kingdom, and even wanted to grant him liberation from material bondage, but Prahlad accepted neither. Liberation and material opulence, he thought, are obstacles to devotional service, and therefore such gifts from the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not his actual mercy. Consequently, instead of accepting the results of karma and gyan, Prahlad Maharaj simply begged the Lord for engagement in the service of his servant. Purport: Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructed that an unalloyed devotee should consider himself a servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord. Gopi partu padakamalayar dasa dasa anudasa. In Vaishnava philosophy, one should not even become a direct servant. Prahlad Maharaj was offered all the blessings of an opulent position in the material world and even the liberation of merging into Brahman, but he refused all this. He simply wanted to engage in the service of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Therefore, Bali Maharaj said that because his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, had rejected the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in terms of material opulence and liberation from material bondage, he truly understood his self-interest. Text 26. Tasya mahanu bhavasyanu patam amrijita kashaya ko vamsad basmad vida parihina bhagavad anugraha upajigam misatiti. Synonyms: tasya, of Prahlad Maharaj, maha anubhavasya, who was an exalted devotee, anupatam, the path, amrijita kashaya, the person who is materially contaminated, ka, what, va, or, asmat vida, like us, parihina Hina Bhagavat Anugraha. Being without the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Upajigam Masati desires to follow iti thus. Translation: Bali Maharaj said, persons like us, who are still attached to material enjoyment, who are contaminated by the modes of material nature, and who lack the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot follow the supreme path of Prahlad Maharaj, the exalted devotee of the Lord. Purport: it is said that for spiritual realization, one must follow great personalities like Lord Brahma, Devarshi Narada, Lord Shiva, and Prahlad Maharaj. The path of bhakti is not at all difficult when we follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas and authorities, but those who are too materially contaminated by the modes of material nature cannot follow them. Although Bali Maharaj was actually following the path of his grandfather, because of his great humility, he thought he was not. It is characteristic of advanced Vaishnavas to follow the principles of bhakti that they think themselves ordinary human beings. This is not an artificial exhibition of humility. A Vaishnava sincerely thinks this way and therefore never admits his exalted position. Text 27. Tasyanu charitam uparistad vitarishyati tasya bhagavan svayam ikila jagat gurur narayano dvari gada panir avatisate nija jananu kampita hrideyo yeangustena padadaso kandaro yojana yuta yutam digvijay uchatita. Synonyms: Tasya of Bali Maharaj, Anucharitam, the narration Uparistat later in the 10th, 8th canto, Vistadi Syate will be explained. Tasya of whom, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Svayam personally, Akila Jagat Guru, the master of all the three worlds, Narayana, the Supreme Lord Narayana himself, Dvari at the gate, Gadapani, bearing a club in his hand, Avastitate stands, Nija Jana Anukampita Hridaya, whose heart is always filled with the mercy for his devotees. Yena, by whom, Agustena, by the big toe, pada of his foot, Dasa Kandraha, Ravana, who had ten heads, Yojana Ayuta Ayutam, a distance of 80,000 miles, Dik Vijay, for the purpose of gaining victory over Bali Maharaj, Achutita, driven away. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami continued, My dear king, I shall now glorify the character. How shall I glorify the character of Bali Maharaj? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of the three worlds, who is most compassionate to his own devotee, stands with club in hand at Bali Maharaj's door. When Ravana, the powerful demon, came to gain victory over Bali Maharaj, Vamanadeva kicked him a distance of 80,000 miles with his big toe. I shall explain the character and activities of Bali Maharaj later in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 28. Toto dastat tatale mayo nama davindana vendras tripura dipatir bhagavata puranina trilokis samchikursana nigada svapuratrayas tat parsadal Labda pado mayavinam acharyo mahandvendevena parirakshito vigata sadarshana bayo mahiyate. Synonyms. Tata, the planet known as Sutala, adastat below Talatale, and the planet known as Talatala, Maya, nama named Devana Indra, the king of the Danava demons, Tripura Adipati, the lord of the three cities, Bhagavata, by the most powerful, Purarina, Lord Shiva, who is known as Tripurari, Triloki, of the three worlds, Sam, the good fortune, Chikirsuna, who was desiring, Nidgada, burned, Svapuratraya, whose three cities, Tat Prasadat, by Lord Shiva's mercy, Labda obtained, Pada, a kingdom, Mayavina Macharya, who is the Acharya, or master of all the conjurers, Mahadevena, by Lord Shiva, Parirakshita, protected, Vigata Sudarshana Baya, who is not afraid of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his Sudarshan disc, chakra, Mahiyate, is worshipped. Translation, beneath the planet known as Sutala is another planet called Talatala, who is ruled by the Danava demon named Maya. Maya is known as the Acharya, master of all the Mayavis, who can invoke the powers of sorcery. For the benefit of the three worlds, Lord Shiva, who is known as Tripurari, once set fire to the three kingdoms of Maya, but later, being pleased with him, he returned his kingdom. Since that time, Maya Danava has been protected by Lord Shiva, and therefore he falsely thinks that he need not fear the Sudarshan chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 29. Tato dastan mahatale kadra vayanam sarpanam naika sarisham kodavaso namagana kuhaka takshaka kalia Susanadi Pradhana Mahabhagava Bhogavanta Patatri Raja Pate Purushavada Vahad Anavaratam Udvija Mana Svakala Trapataya Sudit Katumba Sangena Kvachit Pradmata Viharanti. Synonyms: Tata, the planet Titala, Adastat, beneath, Mahatale, in the planet known as Mahatala, Kandraveyam, num, of the descendants of Kadru, Sarpanam, who are big snakes, Naeka Shirasam, who have many hoods, Krodavasha, always subject to anger, Nama, named Gana, the group, Kuhaka, Kuhaka, Takshaka, Takshaka, Kaliya, Kaliya, Susena, Susena, Adi, and so on, Pradhana, who are the prominent ones, Mahabhagavanta, addicted to all kinds of material enjoyment, Patatri Raja Adipati, from the king of all birds, Garuda, Purusha Vahat, who carries the Supreme Personality of God, Ava Anavataram, Anavaratam, constantly, Udvijamana, afraid, Sva, of their own, Kalatra, Apatya, wives and children, Sudit, friends, Katumba, relatives, Sagena, in the association, Kvachit, sometimes, Pramata, infuriated, Virat, Viharanti, they sport. Translation: the planetary system below Talatala is known as Mahatala. It is the abode of many hooded snakes, descendants of Kadru, who are always very angry. The great snakes who are prominent are Kuhaka, Takshaka, Kaliya, and Susena. The snakes in Mahatala are always disturbed by fear of Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, but although they are full of anxiety, some of them nevertheless sport with their wives, children, friends, and relatives. Purport: it is stated here that the snakes who live in the planetary system known as Mahatala are very powerful and have many hoods. They live with their wives and children and consider themselves very happy, although they are always full of anxiety because of Garuda, who comes there to destroy them. This is the way of material life. Even if one lives in the most abominable condition, he thinks himself happy with his wife, children, friends, and relatives. Text 30. Tato dastad rasatale deeta danava payeno nama nivata kavacha kalena hrenya puravasina iti vibhuda pratyanika upatya utpatya Mahojaso Mahasahasino Bhagavata Sakala Lokanu Bhavasya Harer Eva Tajasa Pratihata Balavalepa Bilesaya Viva Vasanti Yevai Saramayandra Dutya Vagbir Mantra Varnabir Indrad Vibhati. Synonyms: Tata Adastat, below the planetary system Mahatala, Rasatala, on the planet called Rasatala, Daeta, the sons of Diti, Danava, the sons of Danu, Panayanam, named Panis, Nivata Kavachas, Kaleya, the Kaleyas, Hiranyapurnavasis, Iti thus, Vibhuta Pratyanika, enemies of the demigods, Upatya, from birth, Maha Ojasa, very powerful, Maha Sahasina, very cruel, Bhagavata, of the personality of Godhead, Sakala Loka Anubhavasya, who is auspicious for all planetary systems, Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Eva, certainly, Tejasa, by the Sudarshan Chakra, Pratihata, defeated, Bala, strength, Avalepa, and pride, because of bodily strength, Bila Aishaya, the snakes, Eva, like Vasanti, they live, yea, who, by indeed, Saramaya, by Sarama, Indra Dutya, the messenger of Indra, Vagbi, by the words, Mantra Varnabi, in the form of a mantra, Indrat, from King Indra, Bibhyati, are afraid. Beneath Mahatala is the planetary system known as Rasatala, which is the abode of the demonic sons of Diti and Danu. They are called Panis, Nivata Kavachas, Kaleyas and Hiranyapuravasis, those living in Hiranyapura. They are all enemies of the demigods, and they reside in holes like snakes. From birth, they are extremely powerful and cruel, and although they are proud of their strength, they are always defeated by the Sudarshan Chakra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who rules all the planetary systems. When a female messenger from Indra named Susharama chants a particular curse, the serpentine demons of Mahatala become very afraid of Indra. Purport. It is said that there was a great fight between these serpentine demons and Indra, the King of Heaven. When the defeated demons met the female messenger Sarama, who was chanting a mantra, they became afraid, and therefore they are living in the planet called Rasatala. Text 31. Tato dashtat patale naga loka patayo visuki pramuka sankha kulika mahasankha shveta dananjaya dhritarashtra sokanchuda kambala shvatara devadatto dayo mahabogino mahamarsha nivasanti yesham uhavai pancha saptadasa tatra sahasra shirshanam vanasu virachita mahamaniyo rochinava patala vivara timira nikaram svarochisa vidatmani manti. Synonyms. Tata adastat, beneath the planet, that planet Rasatala, Patale, on the planet known as Patala, Nagaloka Pataya, the master of the Nagalokas, Vasuki by Vasuki Pramukha, headed Shankha, Shankha, Kulika, Kulika, Mahasankha, Mahasankha, Sveta, Sveta, Dananjaya, Dananjaya, Dhritarashtra, Dhritarashtra, Shankha, Chuda, Shankha, Chuda, Kambala, Kambala, Avastara, Avas, Ashvatara, Devadatta, Devadatta, Adaya, and so on. Moha Bhagina, very addicted to material happiness. Maha Amarsha, greatly envious by nature. Nivasanti, live, Yesham, all of them, of all of them. U, ha, certainly, vi, indeed. Pancha, 5, Sapta, 7, Dasa, 10, Sutta, 100, Sahasra, 1,000, Shirsha, nam, of possessing hoods. Fanasu, on those hoods. Virachita, fixed. Mahamanaya, very valuable gems. Rochinava, full of effulgence. Patala Vivara, the caves of the Patala planetary system. Timira Nikaram, the mass of darkness. Svarochisa, by the effulgence of their hoods. Vidamanti, disperse. Translation. Beneath Rasatala is another planetary system known as Patala or Nagaloka, where there are many demonic serpents, the masters of Nagaloka, such as Shankha, Kulika, Mahashankha, Sweta, Dhananjaya, Dhritarashtra, Sankachuda, Kambala, Ashvatara, and Devadatta. The chief among them is Vasuki. They are all extremely angry, and they have many, many hoods. Some snakes 5 hoods, some 7, some 10, others 100, and others 1,000. These hoods are bedecked with valuable gems, and the light emanating from the gems illuminates the entire planetary system of Shvilbilashvarga. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 24th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Subterranean Heavenly Planets, end quote.